Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So what is the pressure like when you have to go back to the school to get back on tour? What's that like?
Well, that's a totally different tournament, first of all, from every other tournament. You just feel the pressure all 6 days and really can't relax at any point during the 6 days.
From one Mikko to another, did Mikko Ilonen, did he have a chat with you at any stage during this qualifying school?
No. We didn't have any words during the tournament, but he's always been an inspiration, and we've chatted a lot along the year, and it's really nice to have him there and doing well, and that inspires us other Finns very much.
I was listening to Paul McGinley talking about you. He played with you last year or this year, and he couldn't believe you had to go back to school because he felt you played so well. What part of your game was it that was letting you down?
Well, it's tough to say. I've been really consistent all the time, but those really, really good rounds have not been there.
And what about your immediate plans then? Because you go back to the school, you don't know what your future is, you play six rounds, you win the school, which is fantastic, so you've got a good ranking. Now you've got to make plans for what you're going to do at the start of this year, next year.
Yeah, I really haven't made those plans yet, but I'm planning on starting on January and hopefully getting in a lot of tournaments next year, so I get to plan my year a little bit, so that would be great.
I haven't quite got your age. How old are you?
I'm 34.
Right, now, 34. You're 34, and you have gone a lot of times to the school. You know, you've been going every year since 03. Do you think that makes a huge difference when it comes down to, you know, the large victory that you had this year?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty experienced in the tour school, so, yeah, I think that makes a difference. And also, this was the fourth time I got through to the main tour, so, yeah, I had a lot of experience from the final as well.
But there was never a point, you know, where you thought to yourself, do you know what, I can't be bothered doing this anymore.
No, not really. I'm still a golfer and I enjoy it, even though there's a lot of pressure in the final. I was happy to be there and enjoying golf.
Mikko, have you had a word with yourself? You're 34 years of age, you've gone back to the school, you've got your card. Have you now had the conversation with yourself, right, Mikko, it's time to stop messing about. Let's really get it on the European Tour. Have you had that word with yourself?
I have had that word with myself, yes.
And how did you respond?
And before. I hope I'm ready now to keep my card and do well since now I've had the first win I was waiting for over 10 years now. So.
Do you know the great thing is you realise that, you know, when people win usually, they chuck a 65 in there, a 64, a couple of 66s. That's what normally happens when they win. And it seems like, you know, if you can pop one of those in somewhere along the line, particularly in the early part of the year, the rest of your game might be good enough to carry over the line.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I just need the one really good round in a tournament. I think I can produce the three other 70s or 69s. But yeah, just the one good one.
Which, in your view, Mikko, is the most important round? One, two, three or four?
I would say four, yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I would always say the first round.
It's interesting because there's three of us here and we've all got a different round. I always think the third round.
Well, I think first round, if you go bang, 65 first round, straight away you're in the tournament, you're engaged in it. If you shoot 74, you're playing catch-up for the whole week. So I always think the start's very... It's like who scores the first goal.
Yeah, well, you are right there, yeah.
So get yourself back into that first round, bang, out with the big B, the bang, Mikko. That's where you got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then let Sunday take care of itself. Absolutely.
Yes.
So you've got a bit of time off now before the start of your season after Christmas. What are you going to do between now and then?
I'm going to do a lot of physical training, play ice hockey, tennis, go to the gym.
Wind it back. Now, look, you're 34, you've got your card at the school, you've got a passport for potential riches next year, and you're going to spend your physical build-up time playing ice hockey. Have you not seen what people do when they go snowboarding, ice hockey, skiing? Have you not seen what happens to those golfers?
I've seen a few, yeah.
Yeah?
I think I just love it. It's so great.
Listen, sell your skates. Don't go playing ice hockey. Go in the gym, do your physical building and get yourself fit, but don't play ice hockey. Turn your ankle over and it's goodbye until June.
You could lend me your skates. I wouldn't mind a go at that, Mikko. Have a little zip round with the old hockey stick. I'd look quite good. I look like a bald egg on stilts anyway, so, I mean, could be a bit iffy, but...
When Richard gets an ice rink, he needs a long straight one because he can't turn.
I can't turn.
Mikko, listen, you're in great spirits. You've had a fantastic end of the season with the win at the qualifying school. You get out there next year and give it to them.
Yeah, will do.
Yeah, we'll see you out there. Good luck.
Good to speak to you.
Thank you very much.